in the first place, said Soth after he had made himself more comfortable and taken a small bite of the kerbango Johnny had produced. There are an awful lot of different kinds of mathematics, different races, you know. I sort of kept my interest in life by collecting them. There have been existing systems for lots of different whole numbers. There's the binary system, like the Chataverians use. It has only two numerals in it, 1 and 0. That's so they can use them in computers, in which the electric current pulse, or the direction of magnetization of an element, has 1 of 2 values. 1 value corresponds to the numeral 0, the other to numeral 1. Any number in any system can be translated to the binary system using only 0 and 1. Unwieldy for beings, but understandable for the computers. Then there's a system based on the integer 3, an entirely different one based on 4, another on 5, another on 6, another on 7, still another on 8, yet another on 9, and so on. There's even been one on 20 and one on 60. For paper computation, the best system is called the decimal system, based on 10. Johnny knew about this from man books. Cyclomathematics are based on 11. Some people call this the undinary system. It's difficult, so I won't try to teach you that. Oh, I would love to know about the undinary system, said Johnny. His use of the words love to know gave him a twinge of conscience. He hated this confused mess. I can teach you the decimal system much more easily, said Soth. Whenever they discover it on some planet, they engrave the discoverer's name among the heroes. He saw Johnny wouldn't buy it and sighed. All right, he said. He got a sheet of somewhat crumpled paper. I will write down the undinary numerals for you. Johnny said he already knew the cyclonumerals, but Soth shook his head. No, no, said Soth. I doubt very much if you do. To really understand a symbol, you have to know what it came from. Now, all numerals as symbols were originally either the first letter of the word that spelled them, or a number of dots or lines. Or they were pictographs that then became stylized until they were only a part of the original picture, or a shorthand version of it. Now, cyclonumerals were originally pictographs, and then, as time went on, they were written in a more and more simplified form, until they are now what you see as the 11 separate cyclonumerals. They were once called the Road to Happiness. Johnny had not known that. He saw these numbers, these symbols, every time he flew. He began to get interested. Soth was writing the numerals as pictographs, little pictures. 0 is an empty mouth. See the teeth? 1 is a claw, just 1 talon. 2 is a being and a pick. 3 is a being, a shovel, and a rock. 4 is a mine cart. See the 4 corners? 5 is what we call the off paw, the one with 5 claws. 6 is what we call the on paw, the one with 6 claws. 7 is an ore chute. 8 is a pot smelter. See the smokestack and the smoke? 9 is a pile of metal ingots made like a pyramid. 9 of them originally, but now just the pyramid. 10 is a lightning bolt, symbol of power. Now just a slash. 11 is 2 paws clasped. That represents contentment. It's a little moral lesson, you see. If you dig and smelt ore, it lifts you from starvation to power and contentment. He laughed. Very few people know this. All they know is what time and haste boiled them down to. And above his pictures, he rapidly wrote the 11 cyclonumeral symbols as they commonly appeared. They still bore the traces of the pictographs. I'm very glad to know that, said Johnny, and he was amused by it. The cyclos had been miners from the start. I can do a little arithmetic in this system, he decided to really push it. Where I get hung up is the cyclo-force equations. And that was no lie. They gave him headaches. Nothing ever balanced. Soth was looking at him very keenly. I think you are digging for the teleportation formulas. Johnny shrugged. We have a rig running. We are making rigs. Yes, I heard that, said Soth. That's where all the new breathe gas and goo food came from. I heard there was a planet, Phobia, nobody could live on. He was plainly puzzled. Ah, he exclaimed. One of your scientists re-evolved it in some other mathematics, and you are trying to verify it against cyclo equations. He laughed and laughed. Johnny gave him another bite of Kerbango. Ah, well, not that it will do you much good, but it's small wonder you can't work it out. He laughed again. You'd have to be a native of Cyclo. Footnote. For the Earth and several other editions of this book, translation liberties have been taken throughout, but especially with the explanation that follows, due mainly to the temporary unavailability of print fonts which include Cyclo numbers and letters. Translator. End of footnote. He laughed so hard he had to wipe his eyes. Oh, well, he said at last. You already have teleportation, so what's the difference? He took another big piece of paper and drew a huge circle on it. Then he had second thoughts and sat back and looked at Johnny. If I give you this, said Soth, what's it worth? Money? Said Johnny. A separate dome, access to compound libraries, and tools to experiment with computers, and not to be cross-fired elsewhere. All right, said Johnny. Soth made a fast list of what he had said. Then he added, breathe gas and proper food for the rest of my life. I'm sorry to have to add this, but I've only 10 years or so to go, so it's only 10 years worth. I won't add anything else. Johnny signed it. He even put a paw print on it, using his fingernails. Soth looked like he had lost 10 years of age. With a flourish, Soth pulled the circle to him. Then he put another piece of paper on top of it. Do you know anything about codes and ciphers? Cryptography? Well, anyway, here is the cyclo alphabet. And he wrote it out. And here are the cyclo numerals. And he wrote them under the letters and then started the numerals over again until there was one written under each letter. Do you see, here, that each letter has a number value? Johnny said he did. Soth laid aside the top sheet and again addressed the big circle. This, said Soth impressively, indicating the circle, is the perimeter of the Imperial Palace of Cyclo. He made a series of small slashes around the circle. These are the 11 gates. A lot of people, even on Cyclo, never knew they had names. But they do. Going counterclockwise, the names of these gates are Angel's Gate, Betrayer's Gate, Devil's Gate, God's Gate, Heaven's Gate, Infernal Gate, Monster's Gate, Nightmare Gate, Quarrel's Gate, Regal Gate, and Traitor's Gate. 11 gates, each with a name. He took a book, Force Equations, off his shelf. It doesn't matter which types of equations in cyclo-higher math, they're all the same. You mentioned force equations, so we'll use those. No difference. With a dig of his claw, he opened the book to the point where all the equations were summarized and pointed to the top one. Now, you see this B? You might think it is a symbol for something in cyclomathematics. But there is no B that represents anything mathematical except betrayers. He pulled the first paper back. So, where that B occurs, we see that the letter B has a number value of 2. So we just have to add or subtract, or whatever it says to do to B, the number 2. When we get to the second stage of the equation, There is no letter, but a cyclomathematician knows you must take the second letter of betrayers, which is E, and then look up the number value of E, which is 5, and factor the second stage of the equation with 5. Now you get the same equation to its third stage, and a mathematician knows he has to factor it with the number value of T, which is 20, and so on. If the letter in the original equation were I, then we would use its number value and follow right on down with the number values of the letters for infernal. You always have one of these letters in the first equation, so you always have the gate name. And you have to use it. When they put the equations together, they constructed them backward from the answer so a gate name would fit. Got it? Johnny got it. A code and cipher mathematics. No wonder nothing ever seemed to balance. This made even the original equations rigged. And add to that all the complexity of a base 11 math, and you had what would appear to any outsider to be an utter mess. He was glad he had the recorder running under his lapel. Completely aside from his being no native of Cyclo, the gate names themselves were weird. I have to be honest with you, said Soth. I don't know where I'm getting all this impulse, to be honest, but all this will be of limited use to you. 6. Johnny sat very still. Something else? You mean he'd gotten all this way and he still wouldn't attain it? But he didn't speak. He waited. Soth fiddled a bit with his papers. He picked up the contract Johnny had signed, and then laid it down again. Obviously, he was having qualms about the honesty of accepting it. You have to understand how crazy they were on secrecy, he said at length. Although what I have given you applies to cyclomath in general, there is another circumstance. When equations are applied to the calculation of teleportation, you won't find all the answers in the texts. Soth sighed. The government was afraid of a lot of things. Among them was the possibility that intergalactic mining employees out in some far planet might get ideas or go into business for themselves. So the exact sequence in which you use the force equations is not revealed in the texts, and I think there are dummy equations there as well. I could not work you out a console.
Johnny objected. The Chamco brothers seem to be working on it.
Oh, the Chamco brothers, said Soth impatiently. They might have monkeyed about. They might even have tried, but they wouldn't know.
He swept a paw in the general direction of the other Cyclo dormitories.
These clods here, he said with contempt, could none of them build a console. They would know what I have told you, and it would work for other things, but not consoles.
He looked at the contract longingly. Then he confronted Johnny.
There was a special class of trainee at mine school. The catrists went over each incoming class with the greatest of care, looking for the most brilliant new students. They were quite rare, really. And when found, they trained them lengthily in every branch of mining activity, theory, and practice. The Imperial government was determined that only one personnel on any planet would be able to build a teleportation console for use in times of emergency or to repair one. So they specially trained this group of students. We used to call them the Brain Brains. They weren't always the best people to know, but the Catrists thought they were. And as the government and company were so crazy on the subject of secrecy, of course the post to which these Brain Brains were appointed was that of security officer.
Turl, thought Johnny. And almost as if he was reading Johnny's thoughts, Soth said,
Turl was a Brain Brain.